It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Scientists make mice wear VR goggles so they can feel what it's like to be attacked by a bird.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane. Quick news story for me. I saw that the city and county pools opened yesterday, but they were packed.
Yeah, what a nice day for it, right?
Oh, man.
I was so pumped, Jay, because the splash pads opened up like, it's been a couple weeks now.
Nice.
But there hasn't been a day, really, where the weather has been nice and I've had the right time to take my granddaughter to one. The splash pads in Spokane, by the way, well done. Are you familiar with the splash pads?
Some of them I do. I know where a few are.
Okay. I just didn't know if they, because I don't feel like they were around when your kids were the age,
oh, no.
Right?
No. We walked uphill both ways to school. We ate dirt sandwiches and loved them.
How many are there in Spokane? 19 splash pads that provide summer fun for kids in many communities throughout the city. splash pads are open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, are they closed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They need to close.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, what do they do? Shut the water off? How's that work?
Yeah, the water just shuts off.
Oh, all right.
That's exactly what I've been there when it's happened.
Absolutely
a sad moment, but also the greatest moment for parents.
Right.
And there's some parents that probably would like this to be pushed to 7.
I agree.
They're just like, we got to go. They're closed. Buddy. Oh, man.
I wish we could
stay there.
Oh, no, darn. We have to go home.
Some of them open, as you said, they opened yesterday. Just a few of them, Grant Park and Nevada Park. I don't know those two.
Okay.
But there's a lot of other ones that are already open. Splash pads are fun. They have been a new addition to my life, and I really... They're the best.
Yeah.
They're a lot less work than a pool.
Right, for sure. That's it. Yeah.
Go run around, get wet. Cool. There you go. Now we can go home.
If you were selling a splash
pad. Big fan there.
Yeah. You seem to really like it.
I actually do. Steve, they are very fun. And it's kind of fun. You know, you can sit there. You walk around in the park, whatever. And then, oh, they got me wet. Oh, no.
Right. No, you're right. Yeah, it's a lot less work than a pool.
It is, and I do love a pool, but you got to be up for the effort.
Yeah,
to go
oh
to
man,
the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Intelligence. IQ. Do you have a high IQ? If you do, chances are these are things that will be true about you if you have a high IQ.
Well, one is obviously being able to rhyme, because you just did.
One, your desk is a mess.
Oh, my gosh.
My desk is messy. Is yours, Jay?
It is.
It is.
It's cluttered, okay. There's a lot of papers kind of hanging out
you
on it.
You do have
a
lot.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on over
there. I don't like
there.
To put it away and then have to take it right back out 2 hours later.
Right.
So, you know, it's just kind of sitting there.
Steve, do you have a messy desk?
Man, I just realized I have 3 water bottles and they're all, like, very nicely put in a row.
Very nice.
I didn't even mean to.
Okay, so I do not think Steve's
no, desk he's an
is messy.
Organizational genius in there.
So you and I are 1-for-1. Steve is 0-for-1.
Let's go,
Steve. If you can keep track of your score, that'd be great, bud.
It's
good luck.
It's a little over my head, Kevin.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Very overwhelming.
Yeah,
you swear like a sailor.
Huh?
I'm 2-for-2.
Yeah, sadly,
Jay. I feel like you've gotten a lot better about it, and I don't know why. I don't know where the focus came from.
Effort, man.
Yeah, but why? Like, why did you?
I don't want
to be smart anymore.
I just was like, it got to a point where it was ridiculous.
Was it because? Be honest. Was it because, like, you were around your boys and they were using it more, and then you were just like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to say it as much.
No, I didn't really say it around the boys that much. I mean, it was like occasionally something would slip, but no, not that. In fact, one of them doesn't swear at all, so the other one barely does. So.
Jeez. Do you think maybe the one that does swear a little bit maybe is hiding it from you?
No.
He's like you. He doesn't cuss around
No,
you,
I don't think like, so. It's only certain situations, and he's not good at hiding it. So.
Yeah, my kids don't swear either.
Okay.
That's funny. But you know why? Because we're intelligent.
Steve, over two.
We're two for two. You sleep in.
Oh, boy.
People with a high IQ, this is, again, evidence has now been published that people who are more intelligent tend to go to bed later at night and mm-hmm. get up later.
Well, I mean, we're not afforded that, but on days that you are, the answer would be yes.
How late can you sleep in, Jay?
Let's see. I slept on Sunday morning till 10 a.m.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a first time ever?
No. I mean, I usually get up because we have dogs, so, you know, there's no way to sleep past that. So get up, do the dog thing, get them fed, get them out, go back to bed. I mean, it's at least 8.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Jay, they actually say if you're high IQ, the average time to go to bed is about 12:30 at night and to wake up about 8 a.m.
Yeah, see, I do that all the time on the weekends, which, you know, somebody told me that yesterday. They're like, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, I understand
people,
that. They're like, you should stay with the same schedule. You should not go to bed late. You get up early, then you got to switch it around. It's why you can't sleep at night. And I said, shut up.
Yeah, that's what I told Jay, I'm with you. When people tell me that.
Stopping of swearing and language, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, here's an idea. Why don't you mind your own business?
Here's an idea.
You
I want to
sleep when you sleep. I'm going to do what I do.
I'm
okay?
a grown up. I want to stay up past like 10 just a couple of times a week.
Sorry, man. Number four, Steve, this is good news for you. You're a little anxious.
Oh, wow.
Well, not really, a little.
Yeah.
I need a little help in making that a little higher.
This part might make you, if you worry a lot, fear not, your anxiety just might be a sign of high intelligence.
There you go. You're on the board.
Hey, that's
work.
One.
And finally, the last thing that can make you intelligent, you have a high IQ, you like to drink.
Water?
Let's see. Drawing on the results of a national child development study, which tracked for 50 years all babies Ooh. Born during 1 week in March of 1958.
Oh, my.
Okay, this is quite a study. Found that kids who scored higher on IQ tests grew up to drink larger quantities of alcohol on a more regular basis than their less intelligent peers. And, you know, as a guy who, is around people drinking a lot, I mean, my job is very interesting on the weekends where I DJ, and most of the time people are drinking.
It lends itself to a party.
I see a lot of people partying, and I would say I've thought, man, those people are intelligent.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
40.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to eat him out of spite.
Yeah, attaboy.
Kevin James.
Steve, I would like, do you like a radish?
No.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No, he doesn't. Let's see, we'll qualify you for the barbecue giveaway. This is the Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway. We're going to do it in just a second here. It's a brand new barbecue grill, a cooler, a Bluetooth speaker, an American flag, and $300 of groceries. That's nice.
Yeah, it is. That's a great deal.
We'll qualify for that momentarily. In the meantime, it's final story time.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Well, today is the day. It is 6:18, and we're going to take a look back at a few things, such as in 1939, the New York Times predicted that TV would fail because the average American does not have time to sit around watching it.
Boy, no kidding, huh?
Boy, that did not come true, New York Times.
What year was that?
1939.
Oh, that's back when everybody worked.
Yeah, everybody was working, and they busy. Thought people... Now, they apparently thought people had time to sit around and read their paper.
Well, yeah, duh. I mean, that's you gotta have coffee.
They have time for that, but they don't have time for TV. Turns out... spoiler alert, TV ended up being a little bit more important than the newspaper eventually.
Most common job in 1939, Kevin, was?
Farmer.
Number two.
Dang it. a, I was going to say like a mine worker?
Or a miner.
Miner? Thank you.
I mean, not bad. Just construction. Well, a lot of construction.
Oh, sure.
A lot of building going on.
Duh.
Followed by general laborer. Whoa.
They were building this country.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
And thank you.
Yeah, no joke. Today is also National Splurge Day.
Huh.
This is a fun, feel-good holiday that was created for you to do something special for you.
First thing I thought of was like, what do I want to splurge on? I don't know why. I just thought of fries.
Fries. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. And that's, Jay, and that's totally fine. Is that something special for you?
I don't eat a lot of fries.
Then it's going to feel special.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
So go do it. And you know, it doesn't have to be food, but I think food's a great thing to do. I instantly thought of golf, but it's a terrible day for golf for you.
It's not great. No.
The weather's just not
and
what
no
you
time
want.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Although I'm dressed like I could go on the course today. I actually have a golf shirt on, as you can see from where you're sitting.
I can see it clearly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do look very nice with your haircut and your golf
shirt. Very nice. Stop.
Jay,
it.
You very did nice. Say that you enjoyed my haircut.
Yeah.
How did you see my hair?
Well.
Let's come clean.
I mean, I do have the ability to see you. I don't really want to reveal how it's happened. But your son has been in the security business for a long time.
That is true.
He knows how to do cameras and all the rest of it and keep them, you know, relatively hidden from view.
Okay, yeah.
So, thank you to your boy, Tyler.
Oh, well, that's very good that he has my room bugged.
It's actually very nice.
It is. I like to say very good. Very good.
Very good.
Steve, what will you splurge on today?
Ooh. French fries do sound good.
I know. That was
you
I
can't
shouldn't
take
have,
Jay's answer.
I shouldn't have started with that because I kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could read more. Is there read a book.
Anything fun that you want to do or...
In your entire life?
Well, I definitely don't want to go golfing.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
Scratch that from the list. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do something special for yourself today, Steve. What would it be?
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy myself a steak.
Oh. How would you cook said steak?
Oh, I don't know.
Pan?
Sure.
Pan fried. You're not getting a steak. That is a sure sign that you're not getting a steak when you have no idea how you would cook it.
Doesn't mean I couldn't get one.
Yeah, Kevin. He could get one and pan fry it. Who are you to say, bro? I'm going to put that on the poll. Have you ever pan fried a steak?
Yeah, I mean, I think people do, right?
I think they do, too. I think more than we think, only because a lot of people, they just might not have any options, you know?
Well, right, and they like steak, and they're just like, hey, listen, I'm not going outside to barbecue or whatever else.
I mean, I could buy, like, a pre-made steak.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
Or like
you mean like one you just put in the microwave or something? What are you talking about?
Are you talking about?
You mean like
got
from
a restaurant?
Yeah.
Pre-made.
Oh
well,
yeah, you could do that.
A pre-made steak is great.
Is that how you describe it?
I love
no.
That.
You could get a steak from someplace.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
A restaurant.
Yeah, like order a steak.
Hello, this is Steve's favorite restaurant. How may we help you? Hey, you guys have one of those pre-made steaks? I'm sorry.
Do you generally like steak?
I want to call someplace so bad and see if they have a pre-made steak. I mean, you want to talk about confusion on the other end of the phone.
Huh? All right, well, let me explain myself as to why I said that.
Yes,
because
please.
The way we were discussing things, mm-hmm. you either have pre-made or not pre-made. And so I went with that wording.
Okay, I'm so glad you cleared it up. Please, all listeners, if you wouldn't mind, at some point, you know, any time in your life, please say, took one of them pre-made steaks, please.
Give me a pre-made steak. How would you like it pre-made? Oh, medium well.
So you want it post-cow?
Post-cow. Yeah, pre-made.
Yeah, that sounds right.
USDA Prime pre-made steak.
It should say that on the little stamp. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Steve.
Well,
Steve,
enjoy
Steve.
Your splurge, friend.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Jay Daniels.
Using your pinky to punch in a code is one of the dumbest things.
Kevin James.
I was like, I almost said out loud, whoa, pinky keypad.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the show time, it's brought to you by Dutch Bros. Oh, looky here. Looky here. Looky, looky. Hillbilly Seth. Oh, did I miss?
Excuse me?
Oh,
Hillbilly Seth?
Hello?
Oh, doggone it. Sorry, I had a short circuit there. I just took a first sip of coffee, so I am ready to rematch with Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Okay, buddy boy.
Wow.
I missed a topic today, Steve. What was it?
Oh, you're going to like this one. Blake Shelton.
Okay.
He right. Seems very excited.
No, I mean, you're right. That's a good topic.
Yeah, it is. We'll see how the questions do. Kevin, we'll see you in 70 seconds or so.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Seth, how's everything going on your end, bud?
It's going. Kevin sounds a little too excited about that. That's a little worrying.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's great. Great, Blake Shelton, great. Yeah, excited, fired up about it.
That's right.
Can't wait to have a steak. All right, let's go. Here we go, Seth. You know the rules. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What state is Blake Shelton from?
Ooh, Oklahoma.
Blake is married to Gwen Stefani. What was the California-based band that she co-founded?
Oh.
No Doubt.
In 2017, Blake became the first country artist to be named what for People magazine?
Sexiest Man Alive.
Blake was a big part of The Voice for many years. Who is the host of the show?
Say that again?
Who's the host of The Voice?
Oh, The Voice? Oh, I don't know. John Legend?
Who was it?
I think he's a John Legend.
John Legend?
Oh, John Legend.
In 2019, Blake officiated the wedding of this Ladies Love Country Boys artist. Name him.
Trace Adkins.
When did Blake Shelton last perform in Spokane?
I'm going to say 2022.
Blake Shelton's Honey Bee was Grammy nominated for Best Country Solo Performance, but lost to Mean by this popular artist.
Pass. Doggone it.
That's all right. All right. We'll see how you're Kevin good. Does. Kevin, he might run it. He has a chance to run this one.
You think so?
I'm
really?
Not going to lie. Yeah.
Wow.
He likes his pre-made steaks.
Yellow.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
Green, purple, orange.
Welcome back.
He said yellow.
Kevin, good to see you, man. You look great. What do you think of his haircut, Seth? You like it?
Who's here? Kevin's haircut?
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm imagining it.
Apparently, Jay can see it.
Kevin.
Well, yeah, I'm imagining probably like, you know, 90s child bowl cut.
well, duh.
Oh, wow.
Or the Brendan Fraser part, you know, down the middle, like where he had his hair.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's a beauty. Yeah. Can't go without that. Yeah. Kevin, seven questions, 60 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry, Seth. What was that?
I was just saying, you doggone Silver Fox, Kevin.
He is.
Oh.
Kevin, seven questions, 60 seconds pass if you get stuck. Here
you
we go.
You doggone Silver Fox.
The Silver Fox.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a nice compliment right there. Okay. Oh, we're going. Okay. What state is Blake Shelton from?
Oklahoma.
Blake is married to Gwen Stefani. What was the California-based band that she co-founded?
No Doubt.
In 2017, Blake became the first country artist to be named what for People magazine?
Oh, the Sexiest Man Alive.
Blake was a big part of The Voice for many years. Who is the host of that show?
Carson Daly.
In 2019, Blake officiated the wedding of this Ladies Love Country Boys artist. Name him.
Trace Adkins.
When did Blake Shelton last perform in Spokane?
Give me a second.
Well, I mean, you only get so many times.
February 15th, 2020.
Blake Shelton's Honey Bee was Grammy nominated for Best Country Solo Performance, but lost to Mean by this popular artist.
mean? What? I mean? Boy, I don't know that one for some reason.
Why you gotta be so mean?
Wow. All right, we'll see how we did here. It's going to come down to maybe a couple of questions. There was a lot of similar answers.
Why you going to be so mean?
Yeah.
Huh.
You're a liar. You're a cheater.
Wow.
You mean Taylor Swift?
We'll find out.
Let's see how we did.
Country then?
I know you had the first three that were the same with Oklahoma, No Doubt, and Sexiest Man Alive. I'm assuming all three of those are right, Steve?
What a triple threat. Yes, all correct.
3-3. These guys are virtual geniuses. Hey, speaking of that, Seth, how'd you do on the four or five things that you needed to be a genius? Did you hear that part of the show today?
I missed that section.
What was it, Kevin? It was... cuss, be a, somebody who swears frequently.
Yeah, you have to cuss some. You have to
check. Okay.
You have to sleep in.
Sleep in occasionally. Sleep in if you get a chance, you know, like a midnight to 8.
Stay up late and sleep in.
Check.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Seth, you're doing real good so far.
So far, so good.
Why are you guys trying to pump me up right before I lost here?
Hey, we're all about making people feel good on the show, Seth.
Yeah, and we don't know that Kevin won.
We don't know, sort of.
Sounds like you do.
Then there was the host of The Voice, right? That's question 4.
Oh, we're back to this.
Yeah.
Blake was a big part of The Voice. Yeah, who hosted the show? Carson Daly is
Carson
correct.
Daly, and unfortunately, Seth said John Legend. 4-3.
2019, Blake officiated the wedding of this Ladies Love Country Boys
Trace
artist.
Trace Adkins, that makes it 5-4.
Mm-hmm. When did Blake
Seth
Shelton...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got it.
I was just making sure Seth got that one.
Yeah, he's got 4 right.
Yeah. When did Blake Shelton last perform in Spokane?
Seth was trying to do math in his head, too, Kevin, just like you were. You said February 15th of 2020, very specific.
Positive that I'm right about it.
And Seth said 2022. What is it, Steve?
2024. He was just here. Was he not?
Huh? Like in the last few months?
I don't think so.
Was he?
I'm going to have to do research.
Hold on,
well,
we
had a heck of a time at a show. I can tell you that. I don't think I went.
Well, I'm sure you probably didn't, Kev.
It's back in March, right?
Yeah, Blake Shelton returned.
Mm-hmm.
March 14th, 2024.
Was it not? Yeah. Am I losing
how
my
Shelton, fly under Trick the radar Pony. Everybody.
March 14th, 2024, Spokane Arena. No points.
You made me doubt myself. I was like, it did happen, right?
No, he was here.
I'm
actually
going to deduct a point from Kevin. That seemed to be
very terrible. This is why you guys hired Steve, because he's clearly doing his job.
Well, yeah, you know what? We just need to take him at his word, guys.
But also an absolute terrible question, then.
Why?
Well, you got it wrong, so it couldn't have been that terrible.
No, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it should have been so easy. It was 3 months ago.
Right, but who can remember that?
Why did we not go to that concert?
I went.
You did? Okay, that's okay.
Even
that's
worse. Yeah.
Really bad. Yeah.
Also says here, prior to that performance, Blake had last played Spokane in 2020.
Yeah, February 15th. I'm almost certain. Because I remember being backstage with him. This was right before the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last show that we had at the arena. And we were backstage chatting it up with Blake, and he was talking about. We're like, whoa, what did you do for Valentine's Day for Gwen last night? And then he told us what he did, and it was really boring. I mean, he was like, yeah, I'm on the road, so I didn't really... We talked on the phone for a little bit, and I think I had someone send her flowers. Something like
that's a
that.
Pretty
was,
interesting name drop right there, too, Kevin. Yeah, that was giving your class ring.
That was quite the flex there, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I just remember that.
Now that you said that, I do very much remember the concert, so I would have got it right. Okay, on we go to the last question. Kevin's got -6 points for a long story.
Blake Shelton's Honey Bee was Grammy nominated for Best Country Solo Performance, but lost to Mean by this popular artist.
I'm going to guess Taylor Swift.
You would be correct, Jay. How about that?
You know what?
Was this?
Nobody gets any points. The game never existed.
What year was it?
Oh, I don't
Steve,
know.
I don't know. Your questions are so long. What was the... And I know, coming from me who just told a long story about Blake Shelton, but, you know, I mean, at least it was a story about Blake
Shelton. It's got to be like 2010, 2011, somewhere in there, Kevin.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
It's got to be a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I just was not paying attention. You said country artist, and I never even thought of Taylor Swift.
There you go. Seth, pick a number, will you please?
Yes, please. Let's do number 2. Let's make Steve's job easy.
Oh, thank you, Seth. You're so sweet. I've always said that.
Sweet Seth.
Sweet Seth. You know what I say about Seth?
Very nice.
Very nice.
Seth is very nice. Very nice man. Very nice.
Have a great day, my friend.
You too. Take care.
See you, buddy.
Wait, I was being sincere.
Very nice.
Kevin, give me a Blake song.
How about Honeybee, that hack of a song that lost to Taylor Swift?
It did. I mean, that's the truth.
I mean, it did, guys.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was talking to the person who was doing my hair. I was like, oh, you know, how long you been working here? I was like, yeah, I know my style is pretty standard or whatever. And I go to her, you like doing the standard haircuts or you like kind of doing a little bit more adventurous types of stuff?
Kevin James.
And she goes, well, I like doing the standard things because then I could zone out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-Steve.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-Steve.
Oh, yeah. It's the Jay and Kevin Show Stat of the Day.
Stat of the Day is brought to you by Wendell Motors. I will give you this quick stat, Steve. Tell your folks to, chill. 97 possible in Chicago today.
Ooh, wow.
Kevin, what do you think feels hotter, 97 in Chicago or the 90-degree temperature it's supposed to be in New Orleans today?
I will give the win to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the humidity. Yeah. Just the nasty humidity.
I mean, it gets humid in Chicago.
It does. Does it? Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, it's by water, I guess.
I almost saw Kevin expire once in New Orleans, Steve, on a very, very, very hot day.
It was record-breaking temperatures there.
What were you doing in New Orleans?
We're just hanging out.
Business.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, maybe I don't want to know.
Yeah. No, you know what, Steve? Honestly?
Steve. Mind your business.
Now, stat of the day.
On average, us humans dedicate 5.59 seconds to this each time we see it. 5.59 seconds. It's a very impossible thing to answer. I just wanted to maybe see if you could have a fun answer for me.
So 6 seconds every time we see it.
We dedicate about 5 seconds of your attention to it. 5.59. You can round up to six.
How often are we seeing it?
It depends. It depends on the person. For us, every single day.
Multiple times?
Wow. Geez, I'm going to say. A loved one.
I dedicate 6 seconds to looking
like
at you.
Like every single time you see a person, you look and you look. Yep. 6 seconds is actually kind of a long time, is it?
It is, to really pay attention.
Right, yeah.
Feels like.
That's
the correct answer, and I know Steve won't have an answer here.
Okay. No. Stoplight.
Stoplight.
Steve, what an answer.
Yeah.
That is a great answer.
Steve, what an answer.
But the correct answer is website users dedicate 5.59 seconds to reading written content on a site.
Okay.
So if you go to a business website or whatever, mm-hmm. you're on average only going to spend less than 6 seconds reading anything they put on.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to go to a business website
here. That's why
it's
very important to have it done right.
Yeah, this business website
average is time spent on a page is about 54 seconds.
Ooh, seems high.
That does seem high.
Including videos on a website can increase the time spent by about 88%.
All right, I went to Google. I'm going to spend, how long am I going to spend reading it? Google. There you go.
By the way, Jay, it's funny that you go to Google because...
Why don't you go to Google?
Would you believe this? A staggering 92% of global traffic comes from Google.
That's kind of sad.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
That's how important Google is. They say if you have a business and you are not doing the Google SEO, the search engine optimization, and Google Ads, good luck.
Yeah, wow.
Google is still the most visited website in the world with 85.1 billion visitors. That's a lot.
That's a ton, yeah.
Number 2 is YouTube. Number 3 is Facebook. Number 4 is Twitter. And number 5 is Instagram.
Well, there you go.
Makes sense. I used to have a teacher who would Google Yahoo and use Yahoo as the search engine.
That's great.
He would Google Yahoo and then use Yahoo. That is so funny.
Yeah. It was weird. Yeah, that's weird, man.
That's hilarious. Yeah, like didn't understand what Google really was.
Just a couple too many clicks there, but you know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is also painful, Jay. The website that you just looked at, I don't know what you looked at.
When I just hit Google?
Yeah. Oh,
it was we know.
Google, but then didn't you go to a website?
Oh, yeah. I just went to a pop culture events from the Today Show.
Oh, okay. It says users form an opinion about your website in 0.05 seconds.
Wow. Wow. 0.05.
Yeah, that's how long it takes them to make a decision about your website. Like, oh, this is trash, but I'm going to keep looking.
I just went to our website, the Coyote Country website, and the first thing I see is that you guys there at Coyote Country are having a cruise.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, it says right
cruise
there.
Cruise Lake Coeur d'Alene, July 11th.
That's right. And you can click on there to purchase tickets. I see it right there.
Oh, baby.
Yes. Yeah. Or you know what else you could do if you want to buy tickets?
What's that?
You could text the word cruise to 509-441-0999.
Heck yeah, you can.
Just text us at the station, and it'll send you a link back to buy it.
Boy, that was a very smooth.
Also, a new website is... Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
A new website is built every 3 seconds.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is wild.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Good stat. Oh, Let's hear it for him.
Do you own a website? Does it? Any of you guys, Steve, have you ever owned a website?
I own jayandkevin.com.
Oh, you do? Oh, which, by the way, I got the bill for that yesterday.
Dang it. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I think that's what.